A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z. We are on episode number 56, and I am your host, John Overall, and with me is our co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everybody today.
And we're here to cover off a few plugins for y'all this afternoon. We've got some commenting plugins, and we've got some... What did you got for us, Marcus?
They are things that slide. They all have slide capability in one way or another.
You know, that's got all kinds of innuendo written all over that.
Yeah, well, let's stick to the code now.
Well, it's still nice and clean. Innuendo's clean. Right. So, anyway, we've got just a few things to do, and got a little bit of ranting and raving, not a whole lot. And mainly, I've got a little bit about the SOPA blackout that happened yesterday, and how the Stop Online Piracy Act seems to be doing. And a little snippet of news I caught today was that it seems to be dead in the water for a little while. At least, hopefully, permanently dead. That would be nice. Did you encounter the blackout yesterday?
Yeah, here's what I encountered about the blackout. People that I had not heard from on my mailing list for several years decided to email everybody and, hey, you got to get on this cause. So that was nice because I got to, you know, find out who to mark as spam and who to filter out. And, you know, that's never a good thing. If you want to join a cause, do or promote your cause or whatever, mass email, not really the most efficient way to do it. Especially if you don't blind carbon copy everybody, because then you're in just a stream of emails that just make no sense.
No, so, man, that's always a bit of a drag.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the SOPA thing I just thought was kind of lame. It was in its effectiveness as far as the online protests and the blackouts and things like that that occurred. I think they made their point.
Definitely made their point. I did find it one irritating when I went to one website for information and it was blacked out. I went, oh yeah, that's today.
Is that Wiki? Was Wiki blacked out?
No, I didn't hit Wiki. It was WordPress.com.
Oh,
or WordPress.org. If you went directly to WordPress.org, it was blacked out.
Math.
You could still go in the back way and find things, but you couldn't go in through the front.
Well, okay. Well, it didn't inhibit us from getting any plugins for this show.
No, it didn't inhibit. It didn't inhibit updates or anything else. It only inhibited if you went directly to the WordPress.org website, where I often go when I'm researching something. So, at any rate, yeah, it was only a minor irritant, and I'm really glad that, you know, some of the points were made, and I'm glad that they managed to at least stop it in its tracks for the time being. So let's hope if something happens with that, it comes out and it actually does something good. Although, personally, I think it's the wrong way to go about trying to stop online piracy.
Yeah, I mean, you're putting the censorship powers in the hands of the government and major corporations, and that's never a good thing.
Yeah, you're putting it in the hands of the major content producers, which is not a good thing at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they do everything they can to stop everyone else.
One time I had a YouTube video that I uploaded with a band that I actually had worked with for a number of years. And they're not signed to a major label or anything like that. And obviously, this actually was pretty funny that it was a track that you know, had some connotations. It sounded a little bit like a different kind of a song.
Yeah.
And I put it on the background of my video, and they're like, "Oh no, this content is disabled because it had a Metallica song in it." It's like, "No, this was just a guitar riff from somebody else." So I've experienced that firsthand.
Quite the pain.
Yeah.
So anyway, the other thing, WordCamp Victoria last weekend went very
well.
How
did that go?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. We had the largest WordCamp in Western Canada. We had 299 people show up for it.
Cool.
Which for us was quite huge. This was our fourth year, I believe. And this is our fourth year and the first year that Automatic or WordCamp, anybody recognized us. Matt actually recognized us this year. He
recognized you and I, and said,
"No, no,
hey,
recognized our word camp." He sent a video. He sent a introduction video over to the organizer of WordCamp to play at the opening speech.
Nice.
So that was very nice. What I can see, Matt, if you're listening, you need a haircut, dude. Even worse than me.
Well, I don't need a haircut.
So, at any rate, if you're listening, thanks, Matt. That was well appreciated. Everyone was well excited to see that you had noticed us this year. And I guess we've just finally attained the status of, hey, we're big enough where they can't ignore us anymore.
Yeah. So what kind of crowd was on hand? What was the experience level? What was the buzz? What were they talking about?
It was quite exciting. It was at University of Victoria. We had four different rooms where everything was at. We had two main rooms, each main room seating about 150 people approximately. Mm-hmm. And then we had two smaller rooms for smaller sessions, and then we had the happiness bar off to the side. And a lot of excitement, a lot of new people there, a lot of people new to WordPress. Probably about half the crowd was new to WordPress, which I found pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And I got to speak. I think I had probably about 150 people in the room, largest room I've ever spoken to. It was quite exciting and fun. I'm going to be putting up my talk. I gave about 55-minute talk, and I'm going to be putting that up as a addendum to the shows.
Cool. Any show listeners that listen to us on the show here come up to you and approach you? And
No show listeners there. I don't think I have too many show listeners in Victoria, it seems. I know I have a few, maybe. But I did get a lot of good tweets from it.
By you.
That's possible too. I did get a lot of good tweets on Twitter about my talk. Nobody hammering me like the very first year I did it. There was a few people who were sort of pounding on me a little bit for what I did, but not this year.
You should tweet back.
Well, I do usually, but it was kind of exciting. Oh, I don't know. When I'm up there at a podium, I tend to forget a lot of things. I get one tracked into whatever I planned on talking about. Everything else falls to the side. And it's lots of fun. I had lots of talks. In fact, the reality is I didn't have enough time for my talk. I could have gone another hour because I just question after question after question from the audience.
Yeah, well, that's WordPress. I mean, guys like you and I, and we could talk for days about WordPress.
That's true.
And then go look at the WordPress plugin repository, and then boom, there's another...
Talk for even more.
Yeah.
So I've also got one treat I want to let folks in on right now, and that is, this is for you, our listeners. It is not being announced to the web yet. I'm not putting it on my website or anywhere. But we have a new website for WordPress plugins from A to Z.
Dun, dun, dun.
The podcast is moving off of my personal website. And it's going to our new website. You can find it at WP Plugins A to Z. That's WP Plugins A to Z or number2z.com.
For those of you in the United States, WordPress plugins, WP plugins A to Z.
That's it. WP plugins A to Z. And the site is ready for viewing. Folks go look at it, have a good look, send me some feedback. I'll be happy to take it. I'm in the process of fine-tuning it. I expect by next show I will be making the full announcement on my website and my Twitter feed, my Facebook, and everywhere else out there, announcing it out to everyone to come out and look at it. One of the things I'm looking for is if you are an author and you would like to share any WordPress-related material, we are looking for guest writers to add their content to our site.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the site will only have, it has couple of main features to it. One of them, of course, the podcast. Another one is going to be articles. And the third one, and this one's kind of exciting for me because I thought long and hard about this. This site has actually been on the planning stages for months. And there's a section of it that you will be able to download plugins from. Some of the all the plugins that we reference in our show going forward will get listed on the website, and they'll be listed in sections. There's a section there for plugins reviewed by me and plugins reviewed by Marcus. The plugins, we may or may not, if there's a problem with getting the download, we'll host the download. If not, we will redirect the download link to where it gets downloaded from.
Mm-hmm.
They will be the free ones that we check out, premium plugins, if they're premium plugins, they will definitely be redirected. And yes, they will, if they're available, they will have affiliate links attached to them. Don't blame me, folks. I like to make a buck or two here and there. Besides, I got to help pay for my bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just to let you folks know about it. I hope you guys are excited about this as me. I mean, I've been, you know, unable to let this thing go for quite a while now. And the last couple of weeks, it's just been every free moment has been thrown at this website.
Nice.
So.
Well, it looks great. And I can't wait for more interaction from our listeners and the WordPress community to take advantage of what it is that not only what you've built, but what we're going to add and what the additional authors that will be coming to the site are going to add as far as content as well.
That's it. As it grows, we will add more features to it. As people just figure out what they would like to see, we'll add more features to it as we go. But we'll just start here with the basics and move
nice.
Forward.
So you've launched your secret project. That puts pressure on me to finish mine.
Yeah, that was the secret project I mentioned for a couple of shows, isn't it?
Yeah. I still can't mention that.
Well, you know, I get this bug up my rear, and I just I can't let things go until I get them done.
Well, I will say, though, now is a perfect opportunity to bring this up to Matt Mullenweg, who listens to the show. I know he does. Matt, how about putting us in the WordPress Planet feed, dude? Come on.
Hey, that would be cool.
Yeah, we deserve it.
That would be quite cool. Bring my server to its knees.
Well, you better start getting more affiliate codes.
So, other than that, we've got one shout-out. I want to give Manny a shout-out for his inspiration for the plugins that I reviewed this week, all on the comment plugins.
Yeah, Manny, hey, remember I said I needed people to email me?
Yeah.
I got 12 emails. Thank you, people.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you've got some shout-outs then, eh?
I guess, but I mean, I'm not going to shout out to everybody just because you email me. I mean,
no.
Give me a free plugin or cool stuff, then I'll give you a shout out. But, you know, you got to earn it.
Well, there you go. At least you got folks emailing you.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you for listening to the show and for reaching out and talking to me and your kind words about John and myself on the podcast here. We greatly appreciate it, but keep them coming. And as I always say, just, you know, keep those reviews on iTunes going. We just desperately need you to continue those.
Yes, most assuredly. So what else do we got? No interesting sites. WordPress news. Genesis 1.8 dropped today. For those of you that use Genesis, like me. It doesn't seem to... They made some improvements in it. I haven't fully seen everything of it. And the other piece of news, as we've already talked about, is SOPA seems to have stalled, if not dead. Do you have any news for us?
Well, nothing in general WordPress news, but I got to say, just from my own perspective of being a CTO at a pretty prominent digital marketing company, the more and more clients that I talk to, and I'm talking about big guys, you know, the guys with hundreds of franchise locations and things like that, you'd be surprised at the buy-in right now of these bigger, huge corporate entities in getting involved in WordPress. The message seems to be resonating and at least taking hold in a lot of these inner corporate circles. So it's nice to see the expansion, and I mean, that's only a benefit to all of us that use WordPress.
Yes, it is. In fact, one of the local school boards approached me last week and wants me to help them set up their internal multi-user installation of WordPress.
Yeah, it's rocking. I mean, this is leaps and bounds. When I started with this in like 2005, it was nowhere near where it is today. I mean, the plugins that even we talk about in this show would not be technically possible. So
even some of the ones we talk about now weren't very possible when I started with it in 2009.
Yeah, or even 6 months ago before 3 dropped or any of those.
Oh,
things.
Oh yeah, well yeah, 3.0 changed the game entirely. So,
absolutely.
All right, so on we go. Plugins. Comment plugins. This one here came about, as I said, Manny was interested in finding out our thoughts on the comments. And I know I've made known to folks out there my opinions about dealing with comments and data, in particular dealing with your data, because your comments are part of the data of your website. They also make up part of your data that is indexed on the web, and sometimes those comments can actually improve your site's profile. depending on what they are. Mm-hmm. And so what I've discovered in my own personal opinion is that you should keep your data on your site as much as possible. In other words, don't let anyone else have control of it. One also big reason for that, when you give it off to a third party, you never know if that third party is going to disappear on you. Even if they're big, that's not a guarantee. Something might happen. So you should always keep it on there. But with that being said, what I'm going to do is cover off the WordPress commenting systems that are out there. What I focused on here is I focused on the plugins themselves that are either third-party management or slight enhancements to the regular WordPress commenting system. Now, there are dozens and dozens of plugins for managing the WordPress commenting system and tweaking it, enhancing it, and making it all kinds of shiny and pretty. So, here we go. The first one here is Facebook comments for WordPress. This one here, while not a completely new plugin, is fairly popular with a lot of folks. It's been downloaded over 302,000 times. It was authored by WEAU. And what it does is it allows you to use the Facebook commenting system on your website for your comments. So what you do is you actually integrate it with Facebook, and you actually have to go in and create a Facebook app to set up your site with it. Once you've got that all set up, you will replace your comment block on your site with a Facebook comments. So what happens if someone comments on Facebook, it shows up there. If they comment there, it shows up in Facebook. But your comments are not held on your website. They are not indexed with your website. They are indexed with Facebook.
So how does it do it? With an iframe? Or what is it?
It does it with an iframe. Does it through an iframe system. Okay. And this one here, it's easy enough to set up. It's a simple way to do it if you want to let Facebook keep your comments. Now, I have my own opinions about Facebook and the amount of data they already have. I give them as little of my data as possible. I don't like to give them any more. That was the biggest problem I had. Total loss of control of your data. Absolutely. Yeah. And not any search engines don't index you. But if you like minimal work to maintain your comments, it's great because Facebook takes care of approving them for you. It takes care of whether or not the people are recognized and all that other stuff. I gave this one a two dragon rating. Although it's easy to use, it's a really time-consuming process to get it set up because you have to go create a Facebook app. And if you've never done it before, they give you pretty decent instructions, but it still can be a little bit to wrap your head around because creating an app is not a truly easy process in Facebook.
No, but I do recommend it for anybody who's a serious developer and gets into WordPress, you know, moderately as heavy as we do. It's a process that you probably want to familiarize yourself with.
It is. It's not too bad. But like I said, there's better ways than that. If you want to run them through Facebook, I may or may not have covered it in the past. It's a plugin called WordBooker, and it allows you to It takes your comments from your site, pushes them to Facebook, and along with the post. And when someone comments on your Facebook for that post, it pulls it back from Facebook to your website. So it copies them back to your website. So you get to keep the comments from Facebook on your site. And you get total control of your data. So nice. That's what I'd recommend if you want to go that route. Now, next one down the line here is Discus. And Discus is another plugin. It's another service that manages your plugins. They use an API for managing the plugins. You do have to go to Discus, create an account. Now, this one here, I actually had an account created because I do run into websites from time to time that I comment on that use the Discus system. And what it does is, again, it's a way to where you don't have to worry too much about having to approve the comments. It auto-approves them for you. And again, it seems to work similar to the Facebook one. It's in an iframe type of system, a block, because it replaces the block, the comment block on your site with their comment system. And again, it's run through their system. The comments are managed on their server, not yours. Again, the comments are not indexed properly, so you lose out on it. Now, the other thing about Discus, though, is Discus has limitations on what the comments will do. They are in the business of upgrading you from their free one to a paid one that includes things like analytics for your comments, a theme editor for your comments, you know, all great ideas.
Most people aren't going to need that.
Yeah, well, they're also great ideas. If you really want to do that, there's plugins for WordPress that allow you to take care of that right there on your own site.
Yeah.
So, again, it's another way of doing it in the lazier fashion of I don't want to have to manage a whole lot. I put this on here. People can use a universal login to log into it. And that's great. But on my sites, I don't even make them log in. I just make them leave me their name and email address. That's all I want. They don't even have to put reCAPTCHA. I hate reCAPTCHA with a passion. So again, this one here, it does have a little bit of work to set up. So it got a 2 Dragon rating. Time consuming.
Another tough to get out of the gate plugin.
Yep. Next one down the line here is Intense Debate comments. Again, another service outside. And there's one is to enhance and encourage conversation on your blog is what they say. And what it is you post and on a blog through this, and what it's supposed to do is push your name around to other places and pull other people into your website. I'm not certain exactly how it works, but it's got a comment voting system, internet aware, other little things to it. Again, you've got to sign up for another service for it. And again, you don't manage the comments on your website. They maintain it all on theirs. It does seem to work pretty nice and smooth for the most part, but again, a nice low 2 Dragon rating due to the work involved in getting it all set up, signing up for an account, miscellaneous things involved in it.
Yeah. They need to obviously here, you developers out there that are looking for some sort of a plugin to develop, if it's going to be something like this, you've got a clean market if you can get that set up.
Yeah.
That setup arrangement a little quicker for people.
That's the biggest thing is setup, because if it takes me time, I know it takes other people time. And the next one here is called Comment Love. Now, this one here I actually kind of like. I've used it in the past. I had it on my website turned on for a while, and then I turned it off because I was trying to conserve resources, and I recently turned it back on again. This one does not take the comments from your site. What it does do is it when someone makes a comment on there, it allows them to leave a link in their comment going back to their website. And some of it will often leak back to the last post that they've made. Like if I leave a comment on somebody's website and my last post was my most recent podcast, there'll be a little snippet underneath my podcast and visit my website to view my post in my comment. So it's kind of a way to help share it around. But yet you get to keep the data on your website and manage it. What they do is they just enhance what goes into the comments on your site.
What is their policing of that? It sounds like I could just be a complete
You still police the comments through your own website. You still approve.
How do they police it? I mean, if it's something that they can come and drop a comment on your...
They don't drop the comment. What they do is you make the comment. You've got your email address tied in through the account you've created at Comment Love. And what that does is it goes back and searches, like I'm signing up on somebody else's website, it goes back and searches johnoverall.com for my most recent post and brings it up for me to choose from and choose a line to be placed with my comment.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So relatively simple, straightforward. This one here got a 3, not too difficult to use, not too difficult to set up.
All right.
So that would be the commenting systems that are out there. Again, there's numerous ways to enhance your website with comments, enhance your commenting system. You can jazz them up. I found a couple other plugins while I was searching that do similar to Comment Love that allow you to go back from the author's website and pull back their post, and they can choose from whatever their most recent 10 posts to attach to their comment. You can have your comments have jazzy styling with them, change the boxes. You can have the comments. I'm trying to think. You can put fancy avatars with them. You can force avatars into the comments. You can do all kinds of things with the comments on your site. But again, the biggest thing is to make sure they stay on your site and they are allowed to be indexed.
You know, there should be some sort of a, hey, if you leave a comment, you'll get like a secret Easter egg or something like that. Well, something like that?
There's ways to do that. There's a plugin that I saw. If you leave a comment, something else occurs. I can't remember what. But there are plugins to do something like that. They leave a comment, they get an Easter egg. So, you know, my final thoughts on it all is it's never a good idea to relinquish control of your data to a third party. You know, the big reason, you don't know what they're going to do with it. I know the terms of agreements that when you sign up for these sites, like companies like Google and Facebook, they say what they're going to do with it, but those terms of service change to suit their needs whenever their needs change. Facebook is the most famous for that right now. You know, 1 week it's not private, or 1 week it's not public, and the next week it is. You know, 1 week they're not selling to advertisers, next week they are. And of course, when you sign up for those terms of service, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. I love terms of service. It's the only place where you go to a ball game, they use their ball, their rules, their field, and any given time they can change the rules to suit their need. So if they're losing, they'll change the rules so they're winning. And you have to agree to it, or you quit using their service.
Yeah, I hate Facebook.
It's not just Facebook. It's everybody. I mean, the concept of the terms of service for licensing agreements for software is just mind-boggling when you actually think about it.
Yeah, and I don't know anybody who's actually gone through and read the entire thing either. Whatever. You got me over the rum barrel.
I've read a few of them just to see. I remember an article several years back of a company that proved how seldom people actually read their terms of service. They put out a software product. It had over 20,000 installs. In the terms of service, somewhere in the middle, they put a small three-line paragraph that said, if you're reading this terms of service and you read this paragraph and you call this number before this date, you will get $10,000 cash.
Nobody called?
Three people.
Yeah, did they get 10 G's?
Yeah, they got their money. But wow. The company sold over 20,000 installs of that software product.
Nice. You know, ratio.
So it's like, you know, that tells you, you know, how many people actually read the terms of service.
Yeah,
so
nobody,
which is pretty much true. Okay, so I'm off my soapbox, and in the end, maintain your website, maintain your own data. So it's your turn, Marcus. What plugins have you got for us?
Okay, today, if we were a Jeopardy category, we would be things that slide. Okay, so the first one I've got out of the
hockey
gate
pucks
is called
ice.
Yeah, exactly. It's called
lift chips
sliding
at them so Americans can see them. Sorry, I had to do that.
Whatever. I live in Southern California now. Not a lot of hockey going on.
Sorry, that just sort of slipped out. It's still a running joke up here in Canada.
Though I do have the Anaheim Ducks as my local.
You got the Anaheim Ducks. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Excuse me. All right. It's things that slide. And the first response is, what is sliding drawer content area? Now, WordPress sliding drawer plugin adds a jQuery-powered sliding drawer to the top of your site. So right above your header, it's going to give you this little thin bar with kind of a tab that you pull down. And heck, you can pull it halfway down the length of the site if you want to. So this thing just, you know, if you use this, it will double the stuff that you can do.
There's a lot you can do with it. I found it pretty cool. I actually threw it up on the WP plugin site.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually stick it in the sides or the bottom.
Right. And there's a few widget areas in it, so you can put other types of plugins or things like that up in that particular area. Banners, offers, special deals and discounts, navigation, anything like that. It's awesome. Even, you know, by the way, you could even use it as like a image slideshow area.
Hey, that's a neat idea. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, you could use it for your Flickr stream or anything like that. It's pretty cool for even personal sites and such. Also, you could use it as something to entice people to sign up for a newsletter, anything like that. It's very cool. Everything can be customized as far as the position, the color, the text that goes on that handle tab. Everything's ready to go. So it claims to be compatible with every browser. I've tried it on just about every browser. I had just a shake of difficulty with it with my iPad, but it seemed to be okay. It was just a little sluggish when it slid out. But it's a cool way to add content into that particular area, the header, the sidebar, wherever you want to put it. A lot of possibilities to it, and I'm really looking forward to see how this thing progresses. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I think it's a really great start, and you guys should check it out. At least test it. Get an idea in your head as to what you're capable of now with this kind of thing. And as long as you don't get any jQuery conflicts with your other plugins, I think you should give it a shot.
Yeah, it works beautiful on an iPad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next is called WP Social Slider. Now, this one has Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus in a sliding panel. And basically what you can do is take your social streams, and it has kind of the little badges, Facebook, Google Plus, the little Twitter icons. And then when you click those icons, then a little sliding thing comes out that shows your activity on those particular networks. And nice. I've really liked it so far. The one thing that I found that it's not too cool with is actual like Facebook or Google Plus pages rather than profiles.
Oh, okay.
So that's really kind of where my interest lies in actually the page thing, just coming pages from a corporate standpoint.
Well, that's the other thing is everything I do is pages. I almost do very little with my personal profiles.
Yeah, yeah. Or even, you know, if there's a corporate profile for a client out there or something like that. So I want to see this integrate with pages. I want to see it show the stream of what's going on with the people that like your page or, you know, put you in circles or things like that. I think if I were to do this in a Google Plus environment, even further, I'd love to be able to segment my circles as far as the stream of people that are going by.
Oh, that would actually be kind of cool for it.
Because I could really kind of hone in on what content I'm parsing through the website.
Right.
So for me, that's like the next thing. And you know what? We always encourage people to contact the developers on these. And I think that I'm going to take some notes and perhaps pass a MP3 of the show along to the developers on this one and see if we can't get some of that stuff implemented.
There you go. That would be actually quite useful.
Yeah. By the way, you can alter this as far as your CSS to merge with your particular theme preferences. Love to see more stuff within fan pages and profiles, or not just individual profiles. So gave this one a 3 out of 5. Total possibilities all around for this one. And I'm curious to see what else this thing, this kind of concept can do. When are we going to have videos fly out like this?
Actually kind of nice, because I do like to use videos, but I don't always want them on the page. I'd like to have them fly out like that.
Yeah, so, you know, from a YouTube.
Give that a shot with this, the first slider program you got there. I want to see what I can do with it. Because it is widgeted, you can drop any widget into it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I'd like to see that. If maybe perhaps they could add a YouTube function into this to where it could possibly pull like, you know, 120 by 80 thumbnails of your YouTube channel stream. Into the sidebar, that would be pretty cool. And if it was just like a YouTube icon that you clicked, and then boom, here's your stream. And then, by the way, the one thing about this social slider also is that it also has social share stuff, so people can use that as a share as well. Not my favorite way to do it, but it works. So I gave this one 3 out of 5. Really good possibilities all around for it, and looking forward to seeing where they go with this next.
Pretty cool.
Okay, I am saving the best for last of the slide theme. I'm really convinced after seeing this plugin that WordPress is about to evolve in a pandemic sort of way for a number of other functionalities. This one is called HTML5 Slideshow Presentations. Now, with this plugin, you'll be able to create a presentation in no time at all using WordPress's familiar built-in tools. And the best part is you don't need to upload presentations to SlideShare. This basically turns a section of your WordPress theme into a right to left set of slides that goes by. Nice. But they're not just slides, they're actual pages within the content of your website. So you could have videos on those things. You could have interactive quizzes on those things if you wanted to use this in like an educational environment or something like that. Right. Instead of using PowerPoint for your presentations, perhaps you want to just integrate it right into WordPress. There is a ton of possibility out there with this. It's built with CSS3 and HTML5, so it really only works with, you know, the most modern of browsers out there. I've included a demo link in the show notes, so please go to the website, or websites, I guess we have now while we're doing the transition. Check it out. Please check out this demo and tell me, either through comments or just get in touch with us somehow, and let us know if you used this and how you use it. I'm very interested to see some of the, you know, basic presentations that people create with this. I've tried a few on my own, and really, I need some more time with it. It's that complex. It's that cool. So with that being said, I'm giving this 5 out of 5.
Yes. Just a quick brief tour I did on it. It looks like it's going to be quite the fantastic device.
Yeah, it's going to change everything we do. I mean, eventually. Whatever they're doing with this HTML5 and the CSS3 in this manner is going to change how you yourself can use these types of things in both an educational and a sales and a marketing environment, but you designers out there, you developers out there, I recommend trying to pitch with this as well.
Think about the other thing is, if you can use your standard tools inside your WordPress and you're out on the road or whatever with only your iPad, you can log into your website and build yourself a quick thing there. And what did we just have kick in?
What?
It's really irritating.
What happened?
I was playing here, and did you hear that in the background?
Uh-uh.
Well,
no, I didn't hear
all
any.
our fans are going to hear that.
Oh.
And it's because I was playing with that slider, that first one you talked about.
Oh.
And I threw it on my own website while we were talking, and I wanted to see if I could put YouTube videos in the sidebar like that and have it fly out. And sure enough, it works beautiful.
I guess you can.
You can, just beautifully. When I loaded it up, the video started playing automatically. So.
All right. Well, the proof is live and before your ears, folks.
So that's how easy it is to set up. I did it in the course of a 3-minute conversation.
Should I increase the rating on that one then?
Nah, you probably should, because that's actually pretty nice.
Right. Never mind. 4 out of 5.
Actually, yeah, you got it 4 out of 5. That's pretty good for it. So anyway, yeah, sorry. I just stole the show there for a moment. Yeah, the HTML5 slider one there, slideshow, is going to be fantastic. And yeah, creating a show on the road, if you've got a presentation up and coming and you need to add to or tune a show, you know, and maybe you forgot to bring along your laptop with the slide producing software on it.
Yeah, and by the way, here's, okay, the one thing, I gave it a 5 out of 5, but I did find some flaws, by the way, this thing. The nice thing I like is that you can do navigation just by hitting the space bar and it slides over to the next slide.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
What I don't like is that there are no, like, arrows like you would typically get in a slide left and right. You just have to click on the left and right side of the page.
Yeah, that one there threw me for a loop at first.
Yeah, So we need arrows.
Yeah.
We definitely need arrows on that thing. But I you know, I'm sure you can put them in somehow.
Those sound like little minor adjustments to it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But this is one of these, you know, game changer types of plugins, you know, all in one SEO, when that came out, that was a game changer. Themes like Genesis and stuff, that was a game changer. Listen up, people. This HTML5 slideshow stuff, this is a game changer.
Oh, most certainly. So yeah. That one I'm going to...
you heard it here.
I'm going to be playing with that one. Yeah, that's it. That's a relatively new plugin too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Brand new, hot off the press.
Yeah, extremely hot off the press. Only 500 downloads.
Yeah.
So...
get to it, people. Download it.
Download it. Make it popular.
Yep.
So that's all we got for that. You got anything else there?
No, I just brought three to the table today. It's kind of a slacker week for me. Just a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff going on business-wise and everything else. And looking forward to the next show. I've got some plugins that I've kind of put in our shared document that you saw already.
Right.
One of which we've incorporated into our new secret website. So, yeah, there's that. And, you know, there's new stuff that comes out every single day. I encourage everybody to go to the repository and, you know, make that a daily habit that you just spend 5 or 10 minutes, you know, if you can, going through what the newest plugins are, what the most updated plugins are. And you never know. You know, sometimes you have an idea for something, and it doesn't really come to fruition until you find the right plugin.
That's so true.
Keep consistent. Keep looking at that library. Keep listening to our show, and you're definitely going to find what you're looking for.
The other thing that happens, too, is you'll go looking for one plugin, and you might discover a couple others that you hadn't thought about before.
Yeah, that happened to me with that time-based one that I talked about last week. I had the need all over the place. Couldn't find anything like it. Went with a workaround, and then 2 weeks later I found it.
That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Go hunting for something else. So, in closing, future podcasts, WordCamp special. It'll be up probably a couple days after this show, so all listeners out there are going to get a bonus. This show's going to hit their download, and then you're going to get another show a couple days later, which is me talking at WordCamp.
Nice.
Interviews with any plugin authors. I've been talking to another plugin author recently via email, and hopefully I'm going to review some of his plugins. He has several plugins, so I'm going to check out some of his plugins and do an interview with him. 404 redirect plugins, still on my schedule to go check out. Ad banner plugins. I've been asked again about ad banner plugins. In fact, I've had a couple of emails this past week from listeners of the show and people that have gone to my YouTube page and checked out my screencasts on ad banner plugins that I did, God, a long time ago.
Hmm.
So I need to bring that up to date and check out the ones that have been updated and see how they're doing.
Definitely.
So other than that, lazy plugins to make your website run easier. A lot of the plugins we got here, I've actually incorporated into our new website at wppluginsatoz.com, and be talking about the ones I've incorporated in there. In fact, there's a plugin that I'm still going to install once I've got the site final tweaked that is going to list a page of every plugin we run on the site. So that people don't even have to ask, what plugins are you running? I'm going to say, this page lists every plugin we have. And that way you can check out what we're doing at any point in time.
Awesome.
So it's kind of nice because I remember when I first started into this and I was looking at people's sites, I'm going, what plugin is that? And I had to dig through their code to find just the right clue to figure out the plugin.
Mm.
And I ran into one site and the guy said, yeah, here's my list of plugins. I mean, what's the big deal? Do you get them from the repository? Why make them a secret? You know.
Yeah, once people know you got WordPress, the secret's out.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who can view page source is going to be able to reverse engineer everything you're doing anyway. So,
Pretty much. So that's it. You can contact us. You can still contact me on my website at johnoverall.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at onkonsu. And you can like me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverall.com. And Marcus?
Yeah, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is at marcuscouch. Facebook.com/marcuscouch. And marcuscouch@gmail.com if you guys want to keep the emails flowing. I totally appreciated that over the last week.
And emails are great. We love them. Going to have new email addresses coming with the new website and the new listing of the website. All that information will be in probably next week's show notes. Like I said, I'm not ready to announce it on the website. All you folks that are listening, you have heard it first. It has not even been officially announced about WP plugins from AtoZ.com.
Yeah, WP. we didn't even take the plastic off that thing yet.
Nope, haven't even taken the plastic off. This is a little peek for everyone to come in, peek under the hood, and say, no, you really need to fix this. Kind of a beta test. There we go. It's a beta test. It's kind of like Diablo 3 was beta testing, and they just extended the release date for it.
Yeah, I'm not a gamer. I don't know.
My wife loves Diablo 3. As soon as that drops, I'm not going to see her for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
She's going to go play Diablo 3. It's been on the drawing board for like 4 years now.
All it takes, huh?
Yeah, that's all it takes. One
Diablo 3, I'm writing that down.
She's been a Diablo fan since the first Diablo back in, I guess it was around 1998-99 Diablo. I know Diablo 2 came out around 2000, about the time we first started dating. When her and I first started dating, I actually bought her Diablo 2 for her birthday.
Wow.
So,
you know a way to a girl's heart.
Well, you know, I'm a Warcraft gamer, and because I renewed my subscription, I actually get a free copy of Diablo 3 the very day they release it. I get to download it from the web and install it to her computer.
Wow, what a special day that's going to be.
Oh, yeah, she's going to be going, is it downloaded yet? Is it installed yet? So give me a few minutes, honey.
Nice.
Takes a little while to download a 6-gig file.
Yeah, I would say.
So, that's it. Other than that, you got anything else you want to ramble on about or say?
No, I think we covered everything. We don't want to bore people, but hey, yeah, you know, go to iTunes, review us, recommend us, give us 5 stars, well, 4 stars if you want, but no less than 4, people.
I need to go check iTunes and see if we have had any reviews.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people are, we're not a lazy plug-in, people. We do require you to do a little bit of work.
Just a teeny bit.
Yeah, but support what we do, you know. I mean, we're out there looking at the repository every day. John's out there talking at word camps, and, you know, we're really trying to grow this community. So if you want us to continue, then, you know, please tell your friends that are into WordPress, if you're into any other developers or forums or anybody like that, if you're in Facebook WordPress groups or stuff like that, please, please, please spread the word. Talk about the show. Review us on iTunes. Matt Mullenweg, your assignment is to get us in the WordPress Planet feed, sir.
There you go.
And that'll be it.
And we're going to make the new website's going to make it easier for you to share. So that be it. And all we have is this last little extra, which I will be re-recording because I don't like it. But here it is. Thank you for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. This show may not be rebroadcast or redistributed without permission from John. We look forward to having you on our next show, so until then, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Some of the music provided tonight is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. That's it.